Page 58. Read. Uncovering Masks.
Welcome to my website. For years, I've been studying masks from all over the world. I like decorative masks, of course, like this one from the Beijing Opera. But I also enjoy functional masks, like these used for hockey and scuba diving. Why masks? Well, to me, a great mask is like a work of art. It can be as beautiful as a painting, as expressive as a sculpture, and as useful as an everyday tool. All at the same time. A mask can also tell a story. By studying masks, I've learned so much about the countries they come from and how the people there live. Now, I want to share my enthusiasm for masks with you. What is a mask? A mask is any kind of covering for the face. Masks have been used throughout human history for many different reasons. You can find them in hospitals and at sporting events, at parties, or on stage at the theater. Have you ever worn a mask? Maybe you've used one for a disguise, or to draw attention to yourself. Masks are worn by dancers, nurses, firefighters, and athletes. A mask could even save your life. Masks for entertainment. Have you ever seen masks used in movies or plays? People often wear masks to act out a role. Since antiquity, masks have been worn by actors, dancers, and storytellers. The ancient Greeks used masks that helped actors' voices carry over large outdoor theaters. Actors in mystery plays in the 12th and 13th centuries wore masks made of papier-mâché. In 15th century Italy, actors wore masks to make their characters look ridiculous. Take a look at this one. I think it's hilarious. Masks for health. Masks aren't just for entertainment. Think of the masks that surgeons wear when they're performing urgent operations. They're worn over the doctor's or nurse's mouth, not only to safeguard the wearer, but also to prevent germs from being transferred to the patient. These masks are essential for health. Masks for safety. I think flying is scary, but it makes me feel better knowing that there are oxygen masks on board. Every airplane has an individual mask for each passenger. If there's a problem with the oxygen, a door above the passenger's head will open and a mask will drop down. On the rare occasions when they're needed, these masks can be lifesavers. Construction workers also wear a kind of protective mask. These workers, called welders, use heat to join pieces of metal together. The machine they use emits a very bright light, so welders have to shield their eyes by wearing special masks. Masks for sports. Can you think of a sport that uses masks? Perhaps the most obvious is the ancient sport of fencing. Fencing involves two players with swords, so wearing a mask to protect the face is crucial. It's a dangerous sport, if you ask me. Likewise, in baseball and American football, masks limit injuries. And of course, deep-sea divers wear masks too. Masks around the world. In China, the Chinese New Year is celebrated with the Lion Dance, which is believed to bring happiness, wealth, and long life. During the dance, performers wear lion masks. I saw a video of it online, and I think it's amazing. Masks are also worn at carnival time. At the Venice Carnival in Italy, one of the world's oldest carnivals, elaborate masks are a central attraction. Up to 3 million visitors travel to Venice each year to watch and participate in the carnival. The people of Ivory Coast in Africa use masks as part of their ceremonial costumes. The Dan people, for example, celebrate many things with masks and ceremonies, including the weather and basic foods like rice. Did you know that famous artists have been inspired by masks? Picasso was one artist who collected masks and used them as inspiration for his paintings. I hope you've enjoyed my website and learned a few things about masks. The next time you see a movie, play a sport, or pass by a construction site, look for people wearing masks. I think you'll be surprised at how many you see. You could even start your own website. In my opinion, it's a great hobby.